Rohit Ramaswamy's presentation and talk to you about that. So his topic is methods for using the public health aims for quality to prioritize improvement opportunities. So how do you use this work to decide what takes priority over something else? Once again, to recap, this work that we did with him around public health quality is centered on the 9 aims for quality in the public health system. And just to give you some point of reference, you all may be more familiar with the aims for quality in patient care that was released by the IOM over a decade ago, I think maybe like 2001, where it was 6 aims for quality, safe, timely, efficient, effective, patient-centered. Well, what was developed at HHS were 9 aims for quality in the public health system, and they were population-centered, equitable, proactive, health-promoting, risk-reducing, vigilant, transparent, effective, and efficient. And the intent for these are to serve as criteria or the standards by which you measure quality in the public health system. So you all probably are all more familiar with the concept of the Plan, Do, Study, Act, of actually going through the process of making an improvement. But think of this as being the macro level concepts by which we want to use as criteria to measure whether or not there's really quality in the system. So is the system being equitable? Is the system promoting health? Is the system reducing risk? And we thought this was very analogous to what the IOM did when they did the 6 aims for patient care. You can use this to identify for gaps and then set out on the improvement process and implement things such as your Plan, Do, Study, Act, and others. So just wanted to provide you some context in which we're going to be presenting all of this to you today. What he did in this slide was to provide some brief definitions that was provided to each one of the 9 aims that was developed. So for instance, I mean, I'm talking to a public health audience, so I don't have to define for you what population-centered is, but we did give a definition of that. It improves the health of an entire population, or you're focused on the health of an entire population as opposed to individualized medical care that you would do with a patient and a provider. Risk reducing decreases negative health behaviors and outcomes. So just wanted to provide you with some brief definitions of those. The 100 Million Healthier Lives is an initiative of the Institute for Healthcare Improvement. And we've been working with the Institute, with IHI, for the past year. Since its inception, they wanted to include concepts for public health quality into the work that they were doing as well. So they have partnered with us throughout this, their 1 year anniversary. The purpose of the 100 Million Healthier Lives is to identify an unprecedented collaboration of change agents pursuing an unprecedented result, which is 100 million people living healthier lives by 2020, which is IHI's attempt to get more involved in the space of population health, and this squarely puts them in this space. The vision of 100 million healthier lives is to fundamentally transform the way we think and act to improve health, well-being, inequity. So once again, this 100 million healthy lives effort is going beyond what you traditionally would think of IHI being involved with, and that is the quality of care, of patient care. This is much more population health focus. It is based on a theory of change with the three components of an unprecedented collaboration. And I think at this point, there's well over 250 people, organizations rather, that are have signed up to be part of 100 Million Healthier Lives through IHI. Also included in that is an improvement, innovative improvement that they all have signed on to do. And then also system transformation. So in order to change, you really need this system transformation included in that. In order for you to be successful with 100 million people living healthier lives by 2020, which is their big, bold, audacious goal for 100 million healthier lives. 100 million healthier lives core strategies is create a healthcare system that's good at health and good at care. So not just focused on the delivery system and not just focused on the public health side, but both, an integration of both. To build bridges between healthcare, community, public health, and the social service systems. I think a lot of this, a lot of the conversation and the initiatives around what 100 Million Healthy Lives is doing is really driven by the Affordable Care Act as well. Not that there's linkages to the Affordable Care Act, but because the Affordable Care Act has such a strong focus on improvements in population health and improvements in quality as a way to get us to improve population health. It's also working to create healthy communities, create peer-to-peer support systems, create enabling conditions, and develop new mindsets. 100 million healthy lives priority areas are, you know, to close equity gaps. And that's first and foremost with 100 million healthy lives is that you, and we call it the price of admission. So in order to join 100 million healthy lives, there has to be a dedicated focus on closing equity gaps. Help veterans thrive, address and improve social determinants across the continuum, improve well-being of indigenous communities, help all kids have a great start to life, make mental health everyone's job, and take a prevention approach, engage people in their own health, improve health, employee health and well-being, and create well-being in the elder years and end of life. Now, these nine things don't point to the only nine things that people are doing as their projects to enter into the 100 million Healthy Alive collaborative. It just points to some of the priority areas that 100 million Healthy Lives has said that they would really like to accomplish. So selecting improvement priorities is always the challenge. You know, everybody always wants to improve, but how do you go about the process of selecting what to improve and how to improve it? Priority areas can be broad. Change is brought about through improvement projects. I mean, should you think about it as, you know, only being brought through improvement projects? How to select improvement priorities is another question. And what we propose is the use of the public health quality aims as a guide to help you prioritize those improvement activities. So, you know, in this illustration for the 100 million healthier lives, how were the public health aims for quality used in the prioritization process? And as you're going to see when Victor presents, what I'm presenting to you now is not the only, there's multiple ways in which you can decide how to use the 9 aims. What I'm presenting to you right now is how 100 million healthier lives chose to use the aims, which is pretty similar to the way that Harvard Medical School and the mobile map team decided to prioritize for measuring quality in mobile vans as well. So what was developed was a customized questionnaires were created at 3 different levels. It was a questionnaire was the level at the health system level, at the health agency level, but also at the community level, because we have all 3 of these levels are represented within the 100 million Healthier Lives initiative. So it was important to have these tools reflect the interests of where they were being implemented. So it's not just a one-size-fits-all tool, because you know how you look at quality and measure for quality and prioritize quality in a health system could be different from the context at the community level. So that was taken into consideration as well. The next step of this is, and this is going on now, but the 100 million Healthier Lives partners will use questionnaires to identify for quality gaps. Once those gaps are identified, then they can set out in the process of doing improvements. So some of the questions asked in this 100 million Healthier Lives questionnaire was, do your programs or activities meet the aim with quality? Is this aim an improvement priority? So, you know, is equitable a priority? Or is risk reducing a priority? Or are they equally a priority within your organization? Is the aim relevant to you but not a priority right now? So, for instance, one of the aims being transparent. Well, you know, it's relevant, but is it a priority to you over being, you know, risk reducing or health promoting? Is this aim not a priority for you right now? So this is just a glimpse into what the questionnaire looks like for a public health agency, and we have examples of all 3. So if you're targeting the aim of health promoting in answering the questionnaire, so these would be just 2 of the questions on that questionnaire, and they're just provided to illustrate to you how the questionnaire works. But in looking at health promoting, if the agency is doing the survey and comes to the question on health promoting, the definition we provide them on health promoting is, are you increasing positive health behaviors and outcomes in the work that you're doing in the health department? And you have a series of questions, of responses that you can provide. So it's our 100 million Healthier Lives initiative does this very well, and we are willing to share our knowledge with other 100 million Healthier Lives communities, because that's a big part of 100 million Healthier Lives as well. It's you know, a collaborative of collaboratives. So it's all of these people coming together and sharing and learning from each other. The next response could be, this is an improvement priority for 100 million Healthier Lives initiative, or this is not an improvement priority for our 100 million Healthier Lives, or this is not relevant. The next question, in your public health agency, how well does your 100 million Healthier Lives initiative promote prevention practices, such as disease-specific interventions, immunization falls, et cetera? And then you have the same responses available to you to respond there as well. Moving along to a community example with the aim of risk reducing, with a definition of decreases negative health behaviors and outcomes. So you can say, in your community, how well does your 100 Million Healthier Lives initiative focus on reducing health risk for the community? And we provide some illustrations of health risks, such as smoking cessation, risky sexual behavior, at-risk partner identification, food deserts, and you know, here's a really one relevant to the situation going on in the country right now, alerting on increased drug abuse use. So we just provided some illustrations to help the community groups be able to truly understand what we're asking. The available responses are the same as what I had in the other slide. So the second question on this screenshot is, in your community, how well does your 100 Million Healthy Alive initiative improve the health of identified high-risk populations? So you're doing these community interventions. Are they focused on the high-risk populations where you can probably achieve greater levels of improvement than on those not at high risk? And then an example for health system. And this is one that we thought was really important with health systems. If they're going to be taking steps to improve population health, for them to answer on, you know, how population-centered are they? How are they improving the health of an entire population? And simply ask, in your health system, how well does your 100 Million Healthy Lives initiative focus on delivery, promotion, or advocacy activities that affect the community in the health system? So not necessarily your patient population, but going even beyond that. And then in your health system, how well does your 100 Million Healthy Lives initiative use health system level indicators such as the insured rate, percent of population with a medical home, access to dental care, incarceration rate, community preparedness, resilience, being some examples to use in responding to that question, with once again the same four available responses as well. So if nothing else, I hope you get a feel for how the questions in each of the nine areas in each of the three surveys were different depending upon the context in which the survey was going to be implemented. Because you know, what is happening in a community context, what community groups do in the way of improving health is different than what you would normally see typically in the healthcare system delivery system. So the questionnaire was really tailored to the context in which it was going to be implemented. This has been presented to the 100 Million Healthier Lives implementation team. As a matter of fact, we did that probably about a month ago when they had the 1 year anniversary celebration in Washington. It needs to be tested, piloted, and refined. We know that. It will be integrated into a set of tools used to assist 100 Million Healthier Lives partners in selecting appropriate projects to improve. And once you improve, I mean, I think most of you in the room, simply because you showed up to a quality session, is familiar with the Plan, Do, Study Act. So it's, you know, taking the information that you gain from the questionnaire, identifying gaps, identifying priorities among those gaps, and then setting out with your improvement project. Conclusion, the public health quality aims can be an effective guide for communities, health systems, and local health agencies to decide where to prioritize their improvement efforts to be most effective in contributing towards 100 million healthier lives effort. And that is the conclusion of Rohit Ramaswamy's presentation.